Today on Castle Country Focus, we have Mike McKee, who is the Executive Director of the Seven County Infrastructure Coalition. Formerly, Mike was 15 years as Uinta County Commissioner, so he's had a lot of experience in local government. Thank you, Mike, for joining with us.
Thank you, Dylan, and it's an opportunity and privilege to be on the radio with you and to get to know more people across the state. So this is a wonderful opportunity. Before we got online here, you were asking how this came about. And several years ago, we developed what was known as the Eastern Utah Economic Coalition. And the idea behind this was to promote economic development in Eastern Utah. And so we did that. The economic development directors across the state in Eastern Utah came together, and we were working on a lot of projects. But one of the things that we soon realized was to be able to have the financing and the funding and everything we needed to be effective, we needed a bigger bite. And so we became at the time it was the Six County Infrastructure Coalition. And we have so that's what we have today. It is a political subdivision of the state of Utah, just like a county is, except in this case, it's seven counties. And so we have the weight of a political subdivision of the state of Utah. And so we're much like a county, except in this case, we are seven counties come together, and we're united on common interests. It gives us an opportunity at the legislature. I think we're pretty like-minded in rural Utah on so many different issues. And it gives us a much more powerful voice at the legislature. It gives us a more powerful voice as we look at economic development opportunities. And then we also find that there's different infrastructure projects across county lines that where we can unite and come together. Again, it helps us in a broader way to be able to be successful in the different kinds of projects that we want to be able to achieve.
Let's talk about those infrastructure projects that cross county lines. Give us an example or several. I know there are several that you guys are working on. What are some of the examples of those projects?
Well, there are various ones. For example, let's take San Juan County and up in Daggett County. Both of those counties, they're looking for broadband and really just very lacking in broadband capabilities. And so they came to our coalition and said, is there a way that you can help with that? And so we looked at that. We got behind the projects. In the case of Daggett County, as we did, that was probably enough weight that we put behind it, and actually private enterprise got involved. And so up in Daggett County, private enterprise is going to take that and provide the broadband they need. Down in San Juan County, it's something we're still working on. We're working with UEN and others to be able to do that. There are various road projects. There's up in Daggett County, again, there's a bridge that actually crosses state lines. But it's important to both states, and again, to be able to engage both the political and sometimes resources, just depending on the project, be able to accomplish things that we otherwise would not be able to do. I think, down in the area down in Sevier County, and we are pleased that Sevier County just recently joined the coalition. And so they've only been on for a few months, but one of the things that will be happening down there over the next few months, Jones and the Mill will be involved in getting the infrastructure needs of the area that's down there, the corridors, the choke points, if you will. And there's community planning that's going on with the commissioners. So what a delight it is to be able to work with your commissioners down in that area. And, rail is one of the things that's very important down in that area. And, the thing that I'm really pleased there in Sevier County is the fact that they have, in your area, you have an EIS, an environmental impact study that's just been completed. I think it's in 2015. Very, very valuable. And, I believe they want to update that study with some funding that was already approved through CIB, and see where that's at, and then take it from there. So a lot of good projects that's out there out in the Uinta Basin. There's a pipeline that is being discussed very strongly that would go from the Mighton area in Duchesne County into Carbon County, taking product from the two counties. And
that would be so, oil you're talking about.
Yes.
Okay.
When you look at transportation, and anytime you can take, a bunch of trucks off the road, you improve air quality, you're able to improve safety. And in an ideal world, if it becomes more economical as we're able to do that as well, that's just another added bonus in being able to do those kind of things. And so we believe that there's just a lot of value in being able to look at the big picture. I think a lot of times we think small rather than large. And in a county, we think about what we can do. Sometimes as commissioners, we think about what we can do. A city looks at what they can do. But I think if we look in a broader sense, more regional, it helps us to become very effective. In fact, the very mission statement of our 7-county infrastructure, it's kind of threefold. It's regional planning, economic development, and sustainability. Almost every project, I don't know of a project that doesn't come out of a plan. And so we do regional planning. The real crux of what we're trying to do is economic development. We are trying to support and enhance economic development in rural Utah.
So
I appreciate you. Yeah, go ahead.
We're talking about, for example, taking the oil from and putting that in a pipeline and going over the mountain, so to the railhead in Carbon County someplace. Is that right?
Correct.
And then in addition to that, you've also got a project of bringing natural gas into Green River.
That is a discussion item as well. Yes.
Yeah. So, and again, all of these cross county lines and need cooperation or are more efficient if there's cooperation between the county entities. Is that right? That's the idea behind it?
That is the idea behind it, except I would just say one other thing with that, Lynn, also, and that would be, as a coalition, if there is a project, and let's say there's a project that benefits, and let's just say it would be only Sevier County, we will still go ahead and put our weight behind that project. And if there's resources and things that we can do to try to help that project, that's what we want to do. I think more typically we will find projects that are a little bit more regional in nature, but I don't, we don't have some mandate that says it's only in one county that we can't support it, because our idea is to be able to help any project. And if there's, if there was a manufacturing opportunity in Richfield, and if it's what the community would like to have happen, we would want to get behind it, and in fact be proactive from the very beginning to be able to maybe help community leaders be aware of some of those economic opportunities and to see if this would be something they would be interested in, and can we help facilitate that?
Well, and growth in rural Utah, frankly, helps all of the rural Utah develop, and having the infrastructure, broadband, pipelines, roads, railroads, all of that is going to benefit eastern Utah generally. I appreciate you taking the time and joining with us on Castle Country Focus and telling us about this 7-county infrastructure coalition.
Thank you, Dylan. It's been a privilege to be able to speak with you for a few minutes. Thank you.
Thank you.